It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Good morning. It is the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL. Happy New Year. It's New Year's Eve. We're wrapping up 2011. Honestly, for me, it couldn't happen quick enough. Looking forward to 2012. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jop. Good morning, Brian Fonger at the control board this morning. And good morning, Grilling World. We are in the backyard command center. We're hanging our meat on the air every Saturday from next Saturday, 9 to 11, we're back to our regular hours. It's the Grilling Guys.
Yeah, we got a busy day today. We got our friend Tom Antor from the Hunt and Time Expo. He's going to be joining us in a minute. He's live here in the studio. We're going to talk a little bit about some recipes that we threw together. We've had last week off, as you know, so we've had a couple weeks to do some grilling. One of the things I did, which was a lot of fun, we had a pheasant hunt and brought home 20 pheasants. I smoked them up. We actually got some of it here in the studio with us. Turned out pretty good, if I must say so myself, so we're going to break that down a little bit. Our friend Big Paulie from the East Coast is going to give us some scallops and bacon on the grill. I've had this before. It's a great dish. Bob's actually going to get a little cheesy with us. What's this cheesecake all about, Bob? What are we doing with that, man?
I wanted to get a little fruity, just get a little dessert and just do something totally non-grilling because it's New Year's, baby.
Yeah, it's good. So that's going to be interesting to listen to Bob, the grilling guy, turn into Bob the baker.
Stop it.
But anyway, got some more folks calling in. Hal Wagner from Indiana is going to break down this thing called Bacon Maple Ale. You guys are going to like this. We're starting to find this locally. Our friend Cowboy Rob Russell going to give us some sesame beef. You might want to do this one yet this weekend. It's that good. And then we're going to finish up with something different today. We've got one of our friends, Carrie Jean Lynch, is going to come into the studio, and she's going to close out the year for us with a little live song. So we got a lot going on at the Grilling Guys. We're glad you're here. Happy New Year. Let's kick this thing off. Tom, hey, welcome to the Grilling Guys show. You're back again. We've got the Hunt and Time Expo coming up at the end of this month. The Grilling Guys are going to be involved. We're excited about it. Let's talk a little bit about that.
All right. Good morning, guys. Well, I can't believe you guys actually do get up this early in the morning.
It wasn't easy this morning.
There's a story there. We'll get to that in a minute.
There's always a story.
Yeah, I've been involved in a few of those stories myself. Yeah, really excited about the show this year. We've got probably our biggest show we've ever had, and I know I kind of say that every year, but every year it seems like it gets bigger and better, and we're just pumped to have you guys as a part of this because of the all the sights and smells and just the ambiance when you walk in. There's gonna be totally different because we got critters on the grill this year.
The smells, you know, we're constantly bringing smells. Sometimes they're not the best.
That's all part of that story as well. Yeah. But, no, Tom has hooked us up with this place called the Thunder Hill Ranch. And the Thunder Hill Ranch is, I guess, what you'd describe as one of the high-fence hunting lodges. And this gentleman has a license to distribute the wild game that he raises. So we're going to get it's not going to be Cooter bringing his buck down from the buck pole that's been hanging for 8 days. But we're going to get some real controlled meat, and we're going to grill it down there. We're going to be throwing down a bunch of recipes. Now, when does this happen, Tom?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned the controlled substances because they will be there at the show.
Yeah.
It's the last weekend of the month. We're the weekend before the Super Bowl, and yeah, Doug Miller from Thunder Hills Ranch is going to provide us all the meat. Doug's really good friends with Ted Nugent, so some of the meat they're going to be providing is going to be the invasive species commonly called the wild pig. We're going to have that down there, and along with some elk and some venison and some other things. So we're really excited about that because, you know, Ted's always said, you know, we got to kill it to grill it, and we're going to have the opportunity to try a lot of different critters.
Yeah, we're going to throw down those recipes. You got to get out there and check it out. The Grilling Guys are really excited about being a part of this. Other than us being there and grilling meat, what else is going on? If I was going to walk into the place, what would I see? What can I expect? Are there outfitters there? Are there manufacturers there of equipment? Tell me about a little bit about what the show's going on.
Yeah, we have everything. You know, when you walk through the door, the first thing you're going to see is outfitters. We've got outfitters from all over the world now, including South Africa.
Well, when you walk through the door, as of yesterday, the first thing you're going to see is a Dodge Ram Outlander. the new Dodge pickup truck, Sportsman, I'm sorry, not Outlander, wrong company,
yeah.
Sportsman, and that's going to be the big Dodge Ram pickup that's built for Sportsman with the game box, the cooler, and the grill hitch.
Yeah, absolutely. K&M Northfield Dodge is really fired up about coming in, and we're looking forward to having them there. It's just a perfect fit.
They created
a truck for hunters, basically, or sportsmen, primarily hunters. And they're going to be set up in the middle of the biggest hunting show in the state of Michigan, so I think it's going to be a great fit for everybody.
And we're going to be grilling right in the Deltaplex. Okay, this is at the Deltaplex, January 27th through the 29th. It's the Hunt and Time Expo. There's guides, outfitters, the best deals of the year on hunting gear, trophy mounts, free seminars. I mean, you got to go to huntandshows.net for complete details, but it's put on by Weller Auto, and it's also going to be sponsored by Camp and Cruise and Michigan Outdoor News, which is just a great, great magazine.
Yeah, Camp and Cruise has been around the area for a long time, providing truck campers and fishing boats for sportsmen around here forever, it seems like. And yeah, when you walk into the show, it's just, we call it the Woodstock for hunters, and every year we get tens of thousands of people that come every year, and they love the show, and the outfitters do extremely well here because this is a perfect destination for them to come.
So instead of Woodstock, it could be Woodstack.
Woodstack, yeah, absolutely. We call it whatever you want, but it is what it is, and it's 20 years old. It's their 20th anniversary that we're celebrating. And, you know, if you want to come down and buy a hunting puppy, we're going to have the puppy alley.
That's going to be so cool.
So you can walk in and let your kids kind of play with the puppies. And you know, if they're anything like my kids were, you probably walk home with one because
you're going to have trouble right there.
Yeah, this is a great way to get your wife to come to the show with you guys if you want to do that. Now, my recommendation is grab a couple buddies because you'll walk out of there with gear. You bring the wife along, you always get that second opinion that's always contrary to mine. I know that anyway. So, but if you tell them there's puppies there, they'll probably come along. And is that a regular thing? Do you do the puppies every year?
It's going to be a regular thing. This is our first year, but I think the response is going to be really good for that because it's just kind of a no-brainer to have puppies around. We got a lot of kids coming in. You mentioned your wives. You know, it's a great show to get separated from your wives for a while because there's so much to see. If they're looking at something, you kind of go the other way, maybe do some buying while she's not on your tail or vice versa. So you can split for a little bit and get lost in the crowd over there. So,
yeah, that's great. You know, speaking of puppies, probably the grilling guys being our first year and puppies the same year, there's a correlation there, but we'll figure out what that is later on. But
I think you're going to have a lot of trouble getting Joppy out of Puppy Alley.
Yeah, because I'm a dog lover.
Like some bird dogs.
Yeah, I do. I've had bird dogs since I was had my own home. So my wife, much to her chagrin, doesn't like them that well. But I tell you what, it's great to have a hunting dog in house, whether you hunt or not. They're just a great companion. But anyway, so that's the Hunt and Time Expo, Weller Auto Hunt and Time Expo. It's going to be January 27th from 2 to 9, the 28th from 9 to 7, and the 29th, which is Sunday, from 9 to 5. There's free parking up at the Deltaplex. You got to get up there, check this thing out, because the grilling guys are going to be live all 3 days. We're going to be throwing down some great game on the grill, as well as I'm sure we'll do some vegetables and sides as well, and we'll teach a little technique. I think there's going to be a little cabin area there with microbrews and the grilling guys in the same area, so we'll have food and beverage there and puppies, and boy, it just doesn't get any better.
It's the largest hunting show in Michigan. I mean, and it's right here in Grand Rapids at the Deltaplex. Again, that's January 27th through the 29th. This is going to be the biggest Hunt and Time Expo ever. You want to check it out because this guy sitting across from us right here, Tom Antor, really, he works all year long to put this thing together. And right now it's got to be crunch time for you. I know you're just like a long-tailed cat in a room full of rocking chairs now.
Yeah, it's crunch time, but it's all good because we're getting a lot of phone calls. A lot of people are interested. We're sold out of booth space, and the interest level is getting ratcheted up.
Well, fantastic. Thanks, Tom, for coming in. I know it's an early morning and you've got a lot of things going on, but coming up next, we're going to be talking about some recipes that we threw down over the two-week break that we had from the show here. Bob's going to break down a little jalapeno stuffed and wrapped and how to do that so they're not as hot as they normally are, and I'm going to break down that pheasant recipe that we put together. We're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back. Stuck up.
fight every single day.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.